the Great Big Home and Garden Show. Everyone's getting excited for this. We know February is coming. February 3rd through the 12th is the place to be at the IX Center. Good morning, Rosanna.
Good morning.
So this year, I see you have a blockbuster movie-themed garden showcase just coming off all these Oscar nominations, people thinking of movies. Tell us about the themes this year for those beautiful gardens.
It's definitely one of my favorite themes, and I love how these Northeast Ohio top landscapers incorporate this theme into their gardens. But a few of them is like The Godfather, Jurassic Park, The River Runs Through It, Mary Poppins. What other ones?
Wizard of Oz, The Hobbit,
The Lady and the Tramp, The Secret Garden, The Great Gatsby. There's some really good ones. Avatar. I can't imagine what they're going to be doing with it. It's going to be amazing.
Any idea what you can do with The Godfather?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I'm sure they're very creative in incorporating it in. I'm so anxious to see it myself, to tell you the truth.
Well, on some of those, The Godfather, you're probably having a sort of an Italian theme and different types of structures or whatever. I saw on here, you know, some of those other ones are more fanciful, I guess. Though a river runs through it, that one kind of creates a little bit of an idea itself. But do the individual garden places, do they pick their theme, or are they kind of assigned it and then they got to come up with it? How does that usually work for these things?
Oh, no. We definitely come up with the theme for them, and we give them choices, of course. Every year we try to come up with some different choices for them. And then they choose whatever they want when it comes to the theme. They can pick whatever. So, you know, if it's a movie theme, they pick the movie they want, and it's first come, first serve because we don't like duplicates. And if it's a song theme, they can pick the song they want, you know. So it's totally up to them on how they want to incorporate the theme into their garden.
It shows all the creativity that comes into landscaping as opposed to just digging a hole, putting a plant in, and watering it. There's a lot of artistic elements to that.
Of course. But, you know, what the bottom line is that they're showing off their talents, you know, and also giving us a little bit of spring. And so they're inspiring us.
Well, besides those beautiful gardens, you have something called the Sunflower. This is a special home. Can you tell us about this?
Well, you know, this year is the first year that we're actually putting a home in the garden showcase. So I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, we decided to, you know, incorporate the home because our home that we have on the show floor is so large that we didn't have enough room to build two homes next to each other. So we elected to put it in the garden showcase. It's 2,500 square feet. It's an energy-efficient home. But, you know, truly, you have to come and see it. It actually has two floors in the garden showcase, so you can even go up the steps and see what's going on upstairs, too, in this home. And it's beautiful. And I guess the house is already sold, too, so the person who's purchasing the home got to pick all of the, you know, designer parts of the home, the paint colors and the countertops and all the fun stuff.
Craig, you and I are thinking, they've already sold a home that's inside the IX Center. This is
right.
I know. What happens? What happens when the show's over?
They take it down and rebuild it.
Oh, wow.
I thought they would always just have to pay parking every time they drove their car to live in there. But I guess apparently not. They'll take it off to someplace else.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, actually, the home and the show floor is a 6,200-square-foot ultimate smart home built by Pepperwood Homes and designed by Extend Technologies. And that home is also sold. So that'll be taken down and rebuilt.
It's amazing how technology has really gotten into the home in that smart category. There's some things that are nowadays still are able to be controlled by our, you know, our mobile device, things related to our home, as long as you get it wired and you have all sort of that connectivity. It's amazing what can be done for your home.
Well, Extend Technologies is definitely the leader when it comes to that category. And so the whole home is going to be automated. I'm looking forward to seeing that also.
And it gives you a chance to see it firsthand on how some of this stuff works. You hear about some of these things, and you're thinking, how is that going to apply to me, or how do I really make that work? This is a chance to see some of those things firsthand. I'll talk about some of the other things that are there. I know you have some different seminars or stages where people can come and see different demonstrations through the week.
Well, our main stage, you know, always features Loretta Paganini School of Cooking. So, you know, definitely you'll get some menu ideas and get to even taste some of the products that they make. But we also have Courtney Wilson, who is from HGTV's Master of Flip, and she is sponsored by Kichler Lighting. She'll be at the show on Friday, February 3rd, and Saturday, February 4th. So we're excited to have her. And then we have Kathy Ireland coming from American Family Insurance is sponsoring her. And I'm sure that you remember her. She was like one of the first models, swimsuit models. But she also has some amazing companies that she started up. So I'm looking forward to listening to her on the stage. And she'll be at the stage on Saturday, February 4th at 1 o'clock. And Scott McGilvery is coming. He is from HGTV's Income Property. His appearance is sponsored by Cambria, and he'll be on the main stage on Saturday, February 11th.
And then you just call Matt Fox and say, Matt, we're having our show. Please come and visit us again.
Right? Well, Matt is our MC, and I'm so happy that he's joining us. So, yes, he's definitely my favorite, and he will be at the show both weekends. You know, starting from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the following Saturday and Sunday.
Now, I'm going to go to the show. If I bring kids with me, what do they get to be occupied with? How can we make that a fun experience for them, too?
Well, the Home Depot will have their kids' workshop, so children will be able to use their hammer and construct, and they will give them a little apron, so it's kind of fun to watch the children do that. And then, of course, we have the Playground World Kids Zone. And this year, which is new, at Petiti's, on the last Sunday, the 12th, they'll have a kids' gardening day from 12 to 4, so they'll be able to come in and do some gardening projects.
Getting them involved.
Yeah.
Other than weeding, usually that's what the kids get to do. At least when I was growing up, weeding was the kind of the, you're lower to the ground, so you're the one that's involved in taking care of the garden that way. But when people come out to this, you get to see what's happening for the home and garden. This really covers everything. I mean, there's nothing you couldn't have at the show that wouldn't fit in to that. This starts on February 3rd, runs to the 12th. Can we get advanced tickets? How can we do that to get
You sure can. Visit greatbighomeandgarden.com, and you can order discounted tickets there or just visit any Discount Drug Mart location.
Right, and anytime you visit the IX Center, always wear comfortable shoes because you'll have a lot of places to visit and take your time. And, of course, you do offer places for people to sit and eat, too, as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have the Club Cambria, which will be located in the center of the show, and then we also have a bistro that's going to be in the Garden Showcase.
So it sounds great. It's going to be a lot of fun. The 8th annual Great Big Home and Garden Show at the Cleveland IAC Center, February 3rd through the 12th. Our guest this morning, Rosanna Rebnicki. Rosanna, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me speak.
No problem.